ओम शांति। बाबा, इन द बिगिनिंग वी गिव एवरीबडी मैसेज, बी होली एंड बी योगी, बट बाबा वॉन्ट्स अस टू बी होलीएस्ट, रिमाइंड्स अस हाउ प्योर वी वर when we were in Paramdham. Now, as a deity, we were pure. And purity, not only just celibacy, but thoughts, words, action, relation, we have to see. Even dream, we have to see that we don't have any negative thought. No trace of vices. So, none of the vices, not only just sex lust, neither anger, greed, attachment, attraction, familiarity, love for name and form, etc. No desires. That's the real purity. That even the subtle impurities are not there. I remember Supreme, who served a lot of sannyasis. So, what happened was, Baba used to say, take the picture of Krishna to sannyasis and give them as a gift. So, once he took that picture of Sri Krishna, and in that picture is written, Sri Krishna takes 84 births. So when this sannyasi saw this picture, he got so angry, he threw that picture. So Prem's man said, I thought sannyasi should not be getting angry, and you are getting angry and insulted this picture of deity whom you are calling God. And that sannyasi realized how he didn't behave properly. So became quiet. So the thing is, gurus and sannyasis, they have lots of ego. And especially at the Kumbh Mela, all followers of the gurus will say, my guru's procession should be first. He should take first dip in Ganga because he is the highest. So that ego, that I am higher than others, I should get more respect and more chances. So gurus have that ego, but Baba wants us to be egoless, viceless. So we have to remind ourselves, I am holiest. And whatever traces, because we are number wise, and some are young, some are old in young, so we are making effort, but our aim should be no trace of vices in even in our thoughts and dreams. So as much as we are holy, we will get respect from society as you are so high. Sannyasis just may be observing celibacy. Because nowadays many sannyasis and priests and gurus and all monks and all, they have relationship. They don't observe even celibacy. So, we are staying in a family and observing purity. So naturally, we are very high. Children of highest on high father. And because of that highest being, we are worshipped. From copper age we are worshipped. And worship is also done very systematically. At this time, this thing, at this time, this thing, at this time, after this, after that. So systematically and throughout the day, we are worshipped. And so we have to see that we maintain that self-esteem. That I am highest on high. And third title Baba gives is your richest. Our treasures last for at least 21 births. Treasures we now accumulate from Baba by remembering are knowledge, powers, virtues, and thoughts, time, everything we are getting now. So those treasures are imperishable. And more we share with others, more we accumulate. Other treasures, when we share with others, material treasures, they diminish. But here, the treasures are not diminishing. By giving, we are receiving. And especially, the treasures of happiness. So Baba says, check whether you are happy all the time. Because if you are happy, health and wealth are included. And it is said, happiness is the best nourishment. So, we are becoming healthy, wealthy and happy. And these treasures are such, nobody can loot. It can't be burnt in fire. It can't be demolished in flood. And government will not tax on that. Because material treasures, you have to pay tax. So you have to speak lie and cheat and have double books and all sorts of things. Whereas we are not getting looted, we are carefree emperors. The masters of all these treasures, but carefree. So check whether you are worried about anything. Am I carefree emperor? Am I worried about anything? Have I got any fear? usually people have lots of fear. First and foremost, fear of death. Fear of unknown. If they are going to some new place, new job, they are afraid. Fear of failure. That I may not be successful. Fear of defamation. Whereas Baba has warned us right from beginning that there will be criticism, defamation, opposition, and the taste papers start right from sometimes first day of Jnani life, because we have different lifestyle from our family members. So senior in the family will oppose what we are doing and try to stop us. So main thing is we should not have fear but courage. And leave everything to Baba. Take support from Baba, strength from Baba. Now, then Baba is talking about importance of Sangam Yuga. This is the best period, a very important period. Every moment is very valuable, because this is the time to sow the seed of good karma. And so I have to be very careful not to waste single moment, thoughts, words, actions, etc. And try to earn charitable karma by remembering Baba. And Baba said, easy yukti to remember Baba is the two words that we speak a lot throughout the day. We have to change the meaning, because before we used to all the time say I. And rather than thinking I as a human being or whoever I am, physical identity, remind myself, I am a soul, elevated soul, Jada, supreme soul. So, and second word which we often speak is mind. So rather than in a body conscious way, we have to say, mine is Shiv Baba. I belong to him. So as much as we have changed the meaning into spiritual meaning, we will be remembering Baba all the time. So having awareness, how much Baba is giving me, there will be so much love for Baba. Because whoever gives us, we love them. And Baba is giving us so many treasures. He has adopted whatever we are. He loves us so much, whatever we are. So naturally love is mutual. If he loves us, we love him. So with love, relationship, and with awareness of achievement, we will be able to remember Baba a lot. And another yukti to remember Baba is remember three dots. One dot is soul, another dot is Supreme Soul, and the third is full stop. Whatever has happened in past in drama, give full stop to it. So by giving the three dots, Baba says, even in the worldly things, more you add zero. So one becomes ten becomes hundred becomes thousand becomes 10,000, 1 lakh is 10 lakh, etc. So by increasing the number of dots, your treasure increases. So here also, by having three dots, our remembrance is powerful and we are increasing our treasures. And then he said, check how much treasures you have accumulated. And the sign of accumulation of treasure is you are content. And activities and interaction you have with others, they are also content. It means you are accumulating charitable karma. Because interaction is going on all the time with others. Then Baba said, remember, again Baba says, remain happy all the time. Whatever happens, don't allow any sorrow. Because if I'm happy, I can make others happy. Now Dadi always says is, this is the best treasure you have. Just as if you have any valuable thing, what you do is double lock. Don't allow anybody to touch your treasure. Even children, no? We find, no, some children are attached to their blanket. So as soon as you take out the blanket, they start crying. Or if they are holding any toy, because sometimes they keep that toy all the time. Even in the sleep, they are holding that toy. As soon as somebody grabs that toy, even if they are asleep, no? They will start shouting. So, just as some valuable things, you wouldn't allow anybody to touch. Same thing, don't allow anybody to touch your happiness or snatch away your happiness. Dadi used to say that if you are physically sick, your friends and relatives will be happy to help you. But if you are mentally upset, then your friends and relatives also will try to remain distant, that if I go there and tell something, she will shout and scream, so better stay away. So they can't help us. even your children, no? If they see mom's mood is not good, they will run away. They said, today mom's mood is not good. Let's play outside or in our room. Otherwise, we'll get smacking. So, we have to see. Things will happen, circumstances may come, but we have to see that we don't lose our happiness. And finally, Baba met first timer. Who is first timer here? Raise your hand. Anybody first timer? Nobody first timer. One. So Baba gave the title or gives Dilkush Sweet, happy heart sweet. And he said that this sweet will remain with you forever. The small piece of soli, you will finish within 5 minutes. It will be pleasure in the tongue for 5 minutes at the most. And it will be digested. So you didn't know there is Dilkush Toli inside your stomach. Whereas this happy heart Toli, Baba says, will remain forever. Then Baba was meeting Karnataka, because this time there were many from Karnataka. And Baba says, you have got a wide area, so many people, so you should give message to each and every small town and everywhere, so that nobody blames that you haven't given us message that God has come. So Karnataka has got 1,000 centers, and they've done a lot of service. And yesterday there were about 13,000 from Karnataka out of 18,000, 13,000 from Karnataka. And so Baba says, Baba has been telling most of the time, prepare some new plan for service, bring newness in service. And Dadi was talking that whenever she has received some blessing from Avyakta Bap Dada, what Dadi does is keep that blessing with her. In the old days, in her that pocket for glass, she will always keep 2-3 blessings every time she will read. And she will get so much intoxicated, Baba gave me this blessing. So, yesterday when I went around 6 o'clock to her room, she was reading Jagdish Pai's biography, which is, I think, in Hindi, written recently. She was reading it. And now and again she reads the blessings and says, so happy. So this year, 2019, January 18, it will be 50 years complete for Avyakta Bap Dada. So when we completed 40 years of Avyakta Bap Dada, we had a big celebration in Madhuban. thanking Dadi Gulzar to be chariot of Bab Dada. So in senior teachers meeting, we thought on 18th January 2019, it will be 50 years. So do something special and everywhere to do some bhaktis also next year, because for the last 2 years when we are meeting senior sisters, we are thinking to have more and more tapasya. Nowadays services getting too much importance in India. All the time wings program here, there, this wings program, that wings program, training, this, that. So programs are done a lot. So we are planning that 2019 try to have as many bhaktis as possible. And last year also we had thought of having every Monday silence day. But in center, not everybody can be in a silence same time. So centers, some of them, this year they observed silence one day. Each sister will take turn to observe silence. So last 40 years or so, we have thought of having silence at least from Amrit Vela to 8 o'clock or after Murli finishes, observe silence. And this year, Delhi is having mega program on, I think, 8 and 10 March or something. And they want every country to send some VIP for that program. In ORC, there will be first 2 days VIP retreat and then public program. So last year also, this year also in March, they had a program mainly organized or conducted by double foreigners in a different style, because otherwise in India, as you know, in Shantivan, the programs are, every session is about 4 hours. And 15 to 20 people on the stage talking and sharing their views. So there is hardly any meditation. So we have been, last year also, there have been only one or two speech. And in speech also, in between, meditation. So Baba has been talking that people should experience that power of meditation. And that's the aim, to share with them that vibration and atmosphere. Because life past also, Baba was saying, you have to create such a powerful atmosphere, just as science has created air conditioner and having temperature that you want. Outside maybe 4 degree temperature, and inside your own room you can have 18 degrees, 21 degrees, whatever you want. Or outside it may be too hot, and inside whatever temperature you want you can create. In the same manner, with our powerful stage, we can create those vibrations of peace, happiness, etc. So have that aim to remain ever powerful, ever peaceful, ever happy. That should be our aim, to create atmosphere, not just give gyan. Because verbally we have been speaking a lot, but now it's time to give them experience through our powerful stage. So Baba has been inspiring us, and it is our duty to maintain that stage or reach that stage of holiest, highest and richest. Om Shanti.